Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria 31, Joburg and Armaluwa 28, Mbombela up to 30 degrees.
Four ways, N1 South, a crash at Winnie Mandela Drive, opgoed te verkeer in die omgeving, en Pretoria kant, en in Noord is a crash before Garsfontein Road.
At least three pupils have been stabbed in an apparent case of gang violence at the Alexandra High School in Alexandra, north of Johannesburg. One of the pupils is reported to be in a critical condition in hospital. Cliff Shiko is on the scene and sent this report.
Classes have been suspended here at Alex High School following the incident that left three pupils wounded in the attack. The stabbing is believed to be influenced by a bullying incident that happened on Thursday. Parents have raised concerns about lack of security at the school. Police have since launched a manhunt for the suspect, who is also a pupil at the school. Cliff Shigo, Jacaranda FM News in Alexandra.
And then we head to the Western Cape, where there's also a story developing. The Hawks raided the offices of mayoral committee members JP Smith and Xanthia Limburg in the Western Cape. The commercial crimes detectives focused on the Cape Town Civic Centre as part of an investigation into tender fraud within the city's construction sector. Cape Town Mayor Jordan Hill-Lewis has requested an urgent briefing from the police.
We'll determine necessary further actions once this has been received. In the earlier matter relating to Lucy Boy, I was offered and given this full briefing and have requested the same courtesy be extended to me in this matter as soon as possible.
Back in Gauteng, if you saw a commotion on the road in Terfontein in Johannesburg yesterday, we finally got the details from the police. The Metro Police confirmed that three suspects were arrested after a high-speed chase and shootout. So here's the story. The Johannesburg Metro Police attempted to stop a speeding blue Hyundai Accent, but the driver fled the scene. And during the pursuit, the suspects fired at the officers before colliding with another vehicle. And despite the crash, they tried to get away, but they were eventually arrested at the corner of Garden Road and Turf Club Road.
The suspects were wanted in connection with the robbery in the Ridgeway area, where they allegedly stole a cell phone from a school child. Furthermore, the vehicle was identified as being sought in connection of a series of robberies in the Mondo area, as per the Mondo SAPS case.
So according to JMPD spokesperson Klolani Fichler, the suspects will appear in court soon. Then we move abroad in France. Prosecutors are asking that a mother accused of starving her daughter to death be given a life sentence. The teenager died of a heart attack at the age of 13. Sandrine Pissarra is charged with torture and barbarity against her daughter. And finally, still in Paris, the Louvre opened its first ever fashion exhibition today in an attempt to draw new, younger audiences to the world's most popular museum. Alex, you spoke about it a bit earlier, right? So there are concerns about the infrastructure of the Louvre. So President Emmanuel Macron also got wind of this, and he will be visiting the museum next week, Tuesday, to see for himself. I'm Marlina Fischer, Wefnis die Ier. Minstens 3 leerlinge is beseer tydens 'n mesgevecht by die Alexandra Hoërskool in Johannesburg.
You better warn that French duty, because, you know, die Mona Lisa is kleiner as wat jy dink, my vriend. Wat is 'n klein vreggie daai?
30 minutes of more music you love. Every hour across your workday.
It's awesome!
On Jacaranda FM.
Kissy face, sent to your phone, but I'm trying to kiss your lips for real.